This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin with the violence over this long holiday weekend. The AP's Jennifer King.
Police in Indianapolis say a shooting at a Waffle House has killed a woman and wounded five other victims. Officers responded shortly after midnight Monday to the restaurant on Lyndhurst Drive, according to a police statement. One of two women shot was in critical condition and died at the hospital. One of the men who was wounded traveled separately to the hospital and is also listed in critical condition. An investigation is underway. Police believe an altercation between two groups of people at the restaurant escalated to gunfire. I'm Jennifer King.
And we've got the latest for you now from suburban Minneapolis, where three first responders were killed on Sunday by a heavily armed man, say police.
A desperate call for help from a home in suburban Minneapolis early Sunday turned deadly for two Burnsville police officers and a first responder who were shot and killed, according to officials. The Minneapolis Police and Peace Officers Association saying negotiations with a suspect who eventually died went on for 4 hours before a SWAT team entered the home where seven children were inside. KMSP-TV spoke with this neighbor.
Loud bangs and gunfire after that woke us up.
In addition to those killed, other officers were injured. I'm Julie Walker.
An American man on trial in Germany is admitting to charges of murder and rape after he allegedly pushed two U.S. women down a ravine last year, killing one of them. His name isn't being released. The U.S. military says it's conducting new airstrikes targeting the Houthi rebels in the Middle East. Gaza's health ministry says more than 29,000 Palestinians have been killed since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. Forecasters are warning of more bad weather in California. Possible flooding, hail, strong winds, even some tornadoes, maybe. This is AP News. Now to the French Riviera.
Hundreds of people in southern France are enjoying the start of carnival season, lining the streets to watch colorful parades, which this year celebrate pop culture and the upcoming Olympics. Nice, the capital of the French Riviera, kicked off its annual celebration with a lights parade featuring pop culture-themed extravagant floats, one of them displaying Star Wars character Luke Skywalker as king with Marilyn Monroe as his queen. And the Mediterranean town of Menton, known for its citrus fruit, showcased floats with sculptures of athletes made by lemons and oranges. Visitors from overseas showed great excitement, among them Krista France from the U.S.
It's my first carnival, my first time in France, and we're just having a blast.
Carnivals have traditionally made fun of politicians and public figures, but this year's parades appear to avoid divisive politics, instead focusing on recognizing achievements within the arts and sports. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.